When was the last time you went out of your way to do something for someone else? Hey guys, this is Jimmy Thorpe for Breathe Upon Waking. Thank you so much for listening on this Wednesday, right in the middle of the week. I hope your week is going well. Hey, as I was packing up my bag to go to the gym today and putting a couple things in there for other people, I was kind of reminded that I hadn't done that in some time, a couple of days or a week or so. Hadn't given something to someone else. And as I've gotten older here and started to figure things out a little bit, I've realized that by giving to other people, by doing things for others, my life has become more fulfilled and I've found more happiness through that. Whereas in the past, I used to think that, you know, going for my own, getting mine, trying to get as much stuff for me and worrying about me the most, that's what I used to think would provide me with all the goods and all the happiness. But a lot of that leads to a dead end, or it leads to achieving those things or reaching those things and then not finding fulfillment within them. So I've really tried to focus on how I can help others and what I have to give others. And so I kind of encourage you this Wednesday to think about how often are you doing that and what is it that you can do. Maybe you don't know that you have a particular skill or you have something that you can give to others and you don't know it will help them. So I kind of encourage you to look around and see what do you got. And especially if you are stuck or if you're feeling unhappy yourself, or you're not achieving the things that you want to reach. Instead of course, you have to think about, you know, what you need to do individually to get there, to find that happiness. But I would encourage you to instead look at how you can help others, what you can provide to others. And so one easy way to do this is just through some random acts of kindness type of stuff. This could be like a handwritten thank you note you could give to someone. You could just send someone a card in the mail. Hello, thinking of you. Some baked goods. You know, I like making my zucchini bread or banana bread. If you have a book that you read that you think someone else would like, you can give them that book. Little things like that can go such a long way and let others know that you're thinking about them, you care about them. And of course, you don't see this up front and you just have to trust the process, but the karma is going to return. It's all positive. It all comes back, usually in different manifestations. So, you know, if you give someone a book, it doesn't mean that someone else is going to give you a book later on, but it's going to come back in some other way. And it's all positive, all love. So encourage you to think about that today. What have you done for someone else? Stretch a little bit, reach a little bit. What is it that you have? What can you do to make someone else happy today or in the next couple of days? Let me know. Give me some feedback of what you have done, what you thought of. And then if it ever comes back to you or you notice, hey, I'm finding happiness and fulfillment through doing this stuff for other people, please let me know. Give me some feedback. Call in to the podcast. I would love that. So have a great day. This is Jimmy Thorpe. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, don't forget to breathe.